Federal Parliament is back for a sitting fortnight, and it looks set to be another rowdy session. There's not too much legislation to be considered, but there will still be plenty of politics, as always. Royal commissions, Craig Thompson, workplace reform, and of course more on Manus Island. Just some of the issues to be thrashed out over the coming days. Political editor Alison Carabine joins us from Parliament House as MPs are gathering this morning. Good morning, Alison.
Good morning, James.
So let's start with asylum seekers and Scott Morrison's admission on the weekend that 23-year-old Iranian man Reza Barati was killed inside the Manus Island Detention Centre, most likely so, not outside, I'd see as previously suggested. How is that playing out in Canberra this morning?
Well, it is the dominant topic of conversation. Earlier on Breakfast, we heard from the Shadow Immigration Minister, Richard Miles, who says the minister and the chain of advice that his office received must be investigated by the inquiry, which has already been established into the unrest on Manus. But of course, James, Labor can't launch a full-throttled attack on the government because offshore detention is their policy also. It was the ALP that reopened Manus Island, and it was the Labor government that signed the contract with the security provider G4S. So it's really, as usual, the Greens who are the most outraged by the latest developments regarding Manus Island. Here's the deputy leader, Adam Bandt.
Tony Abbott says he doesn't want a wimp running our borders. But thuggery is not the same thing as strength. Bullies are the biggest wimps of all. A young man came to our doorstep seeking our help, and we killed him. That is what has happened on Tony Abbott's watch.
So that's Adam Bandt from Dawes just a few minutes ago, and that reference to a wimp, that's the word du jour at the moment, James, is of course Tony Abbott saying yesterday in praising his minister Scott Morrison that the Australian people don't want a wimp protecting their borders. And certainly other ministers are strongly defending Scott Morrison. The Greens are insisting that the Prime Minister sack the minister for disseminating misinformation about Manus Island, but Scott Morrison's colleagues won't have any truck with that view. Here's the Environment Minister Greg Hunt.
I want to express deep, strong, personal, absolute commitment to him. He is an outstanding minister, and it's now about 65 days since the last of the boats arrived. And what that means is that dozens and dozens of lives are being saved by stopping an illegal trade in human lives, which has led to 1,100 souls being lost.
That's the Environment Minister Greg Hunt, and it has become something of a mathematical equation. Yes, there was a tragedy last week on Manus Island, one dead as compared to the 1,100 that the government says died on their way to Australia when their boats overturned under Labor's watch.
Ali Carabine, thank you very much. Well, on RN Breakfast, you've actually got some more coverage on this, a point of sharp difference.
Yes, indeed. We could also, one of the other issues which I think will play out this week will be the government's decision to allow Cabinet in confidence material, documents, paperwork and so forth to be handed over to the Royal Commission into the Home Insulation Program. So this overturns 113 years of Cabinet tradition in this country, James, whereby a government of the day is handing over, making public Cabinet in confidence documents of a previous government. Now, the Attorney General, George Brandis, has been on AM this morning, and he says at this stage no documents have been handed over. But indeed, if the Royal Commissioner Ian Hanger requests information, then that information, those documents, will be forthcoming. Here's the Attorney General, George Brandis.
This Royal Commission is primarily about the internal processes of government, so it's a little unusual. So the internal workings of government is, for this Royal Commission, its very core business.
So that's the government defending its decision to release, to make available cabinet documents to the Royal Commission. Though, of course, the government is inviting payback from any future government for any controversial issues, programs, policies that the coalition undertakes in its term in government. Now, just very briefly, you mentioned that the focus will be on politics, not on legislation. Last time we met here in Canberra, the government literally ran out of legislation. I've got the sitting program released from the government manager of business, Christopher Pyne's office. This week, only three bills are listed. Future weeks, to be advised, James.
Okay, well, you'll be giving us the update. Alison Carabine, our political editor. Thanks very much.